Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We began approaching a subject which I've entitled Thy Word is Truth. And in the day in which we're living, sometimes it's a very difficult thing to find out what really is truth. And I can speak just in terms of natural things, in terms of a product or a system, what's the advantage one over the other? Or need I say anything about the political realm? Who do you believe? What can we accept as truth? And as I mentioned yesterday, if someone is a true Christian, they would not lie. They may be misinformed or speaking in ignorance, but at least intentionally they would not lie. And so, beloved, it's important that we understand that we're living in an era, we're living in a time where there's so much deception, where good is portrayed as evil and evil is portrayed as good. We see that occurring before our eyes in terms of the society in which we now live. And there is one standard and measure of truth. Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life. And Pilate asked, you know, what is truth? And Jesus said he came to bear witness to the truth. Thy word, O Lord, is truth. The word of God and God is the only infallible standard or measure, if you will, of what is accurate wisdom and understanding and truth. There is no other way. Even the best intention, the most well-meaning person can only have a partial portion of truth. I mean, they may not be fully informed, and a half-truth, unless it's sincerely truth, then it's not quite adequate in terms of representing what is the entirety of truth as relates to a particular subject or object or thing. And one of the things I understand as I've walked with the Lord, and I remember years ago, I think I loaned the book out, but it was a book by John Paul Jackson, who's now with the Lord, and he spoke in this book about needless casualties of war. And he spoke about Christians that were being heavily attacked by the enemy because, they've went outside their metron of influence. And the subject I'm dealing with, at least for a short time in this message, is the Word of God, the truth of God, as to oppose the lies that are in the world. And much of the world is turning to satanic, esoteric knowledge. That's always been the case. And that's why God was so vehement and so strong regarding His people, that they shouldn't consult mediums and fortune tellers and things of that nature. Was there truth in it? Of course, there's always some measure of truth, just like it's so typical of the devil. What did the devil say to Eve? Hath God said, and he said, God knows that ye shall be as gods, knowing good from evil. Well, to that, no, we would never be like God. We were made in God's image. But yes, we've been tasting and eating of that bitter fruit ever since. We have now knowledge of good and evil as the Lord. He was wanting to spare us, but knowing in his foreknowledge and his omniscience that man would sin, he provided a wonderful Redeemer, a wonderful solution to this impossible problem. The penalty of sin is death, and Jesus came, born of a virgin. He never sinned, yet he was truly human, and he was truly God, and he laid down his life to satisfy divine justice, and we who believe in him have been brought and translated out of the darkness and out of the lies and out of the deceptions of the evil one, and brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he said, "Do you see all these kingdoms? If you worship me, bow down and worship me, I'll give them to you." He couldn't say that if he didn't have the right. He did have the right. They were his. Adam committed high treason, and by sin, disobedience to God, relinquished that, so that he is indeed the prince of the power of the air. And so, beloved, while we are dealing with the rise of the occult and the false religions of the world, and eventually we know they're going to merge or morph into one world religion promoted by the Antichrist. He's going to be the father of lies. It is so important that we understand not only what is truth, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the operation of the gift of discernment. And I'm going to pray before this broadcast is over. But as a classic example, like, you know, anyone has spent time talking about the devil? Well, just to keep us informed, we better know who our adversary is. I remember once, oh my goodness, I was in a service, this was a number of years ago, and the preacher was preaching, and he was anointed, and he was, and then he just said something to the effect like, he was speaking of our authority, and he says, "Come on, devil, like, give me your best shot." And it's like, I swallow it hard. It's like, you don't want to do that. Why? Well, let's just look at the book of Jude. As I mentioned in that book by Needless Casualties of War, that God has given us authority in the earth realm. God gave man dominion over the earth, and so we have power and authority over all the work of the enemy as it relates to us. I remember years ago we used to sing, Making War in the Heavenlies, Casting Down Principalities, and it's like, you know, we have to understand, while it sounds maybe very audacious and courageous, that there, God is a God of principle, of rule, and authority. That's why we are told to obey those in authority over us, not only in terms of our religious leadership, who God anointed godly leadership that adheres to the Word of God. We submit to them knowing they care for our souls, but also civic authority, as long as they don't contradict the Word of God. God is a God of authority. And all I have to do, I'm not going to read very much of it, but the book of Jude, that epistle of Jude, which is just before the book of Revelation, it says, "The angels that kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, they're reserved in chains, everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of that great day." And then he talks about verse 9, "Yet Michael the archangel," we're talking now Michael the archangel. Remember when Gabriel gave to Daniel? He was hindered for 3 weeks. Michael had to come and help him. Michael is a very serious archangel with great authority and power. And it says in verse 9, "When contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He durst not bring against him a railing accusation." He, in other words, he didn't just read the riot act to the devil up and down because, you know, he's a defeated foe. But he said, "The Lord rebuke thee." And beloved, we are no match for the devil, but Jesus is. And Jesus, if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, he dwells within you. And so we use that authority that Jesus has given to us, the keys of the kingdom, the power to bind and loose, the power to decree whatever the will of God is. God is not obliged to, you know, perform our will. But when our will lines up with the will of heaven, we can decree a thing and it shall be established to us. And so, and it goes on and say, well, you know, I don't want to hear about what the devil's doing. You know, in verse 12, it says, "These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds are they without water." In other words, these influences, those who are controlled by fleshly lusts and are spots on our feasts, if you will, they're right, they can be in the church. And only with the presence of the Holy Spirit and operating in our lives, walking in righteousness before the Lord, submitting to Him, being surrendered to Him, and believing the Holy Spirit to give us that discernment, we can know that which is of God and that which is of the devil. And so, you know, just recently had a loved one asked me to check out a certain thing on YouTube, and I did. And it didn't take me long to discern this person, even though he was speaking of great esoteric truths that were hidden from the ages, and that the ancients had knowledge of these holy and wondrous words of wisdom. I mean, I could tell this very gifted person had not been born again, because no one who knew the Word of God, who knew Jesus, would make those declarations. And so, beloved, we need the gift of discernment. And so we have to understand that they are surrounding us, sometimes even in the church. Do we have to be afraid? Absolutely not. This is the purpose. I'm taking the time I am on this broadcast, and then it will have to carry on tomorrow, to know that our God is able. We don't have to be afraid. We won't be led astray. But as we allow God's Spirit to give us understanding, and as we spend time in the Word of God, we will know that which is of God and that which is of the enemy. Let's pray. Father, right now, those who might be in deception or confusion, I rebuke the work of the enemy, and I release the peace of God, the cleansing of God, and Father, I release the gift of discernment, that which is provided by the Holy Spirit, that we can discern the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, which is in the world. Father, I thank you right now. It doesn't take a multiplicity of prayers. It just takes a simple heart's cry. And you know those who are reaching out to you for that divine wisdom to understand, Father, to give us the discernment we need in the times in which we are living, that we will simply know that which is of God and that which is of flesh and that which is from the devil. Father, we claim this in full faith, knowing you desire to answer. And if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. And Lord, we rest in that confidence, and we praise you, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, I certainly haven't gotten very far in the message, but Lord willing, we will tomorrow. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write if there's areas that you're struggling with, or perhaps there are a number of you listening who have loved ones, children, who are just caught up in some cults or false religion. We need to agree for their deliverance. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.